Unit 4. Presentation and Practice 2. Exercise 3. Listen to a reporter travelling around Europe to see what he can buy for a euro. Note down which cities he visited. The different prices of a coffee. Which city was the most expensive?
I love travelling. So I was very happy to accept my newspaper's offer to visit different European capitals and try to see what was possible to buy for a euro. My first stop was Paris, and I went straight to a cafe to order a coffee and a croissant. I was shocked to see the bill. Not 1 euro, but nearly 4.
The next capital I wanted to visit was Madrid. Here, locals and tourists love meeting up for a morning coffee or evening tapas.
In fact, it was easy to order a café con leche for just €1.50. I really liked spending money in Madrid, as there were lots of little things for around a euro. I also managed to buy a can of cola for 96 cents from a vending machine. The machine even gave change. On to Brussels, where tourists love buying the local chocolate but hate paying the high prices for it. I was lucky to find a small chocolate shop where a charming assistant helped me to choose some delicious chocolates to take home, all for under a euro each. I wanted to pay by credit card, but the lady began shaking her head and laughing. She insisted on receiving cash, so I had to go to a cash machine to get some to pay her. My last stop was Rome. I loved visiting this city and walking through the historic centre. I decided to spend my euro on a flower in Campo di Fiori. Then I went to have an espresso for a euro. Relaxing in the sunshine, drinking an excellent coffee, and spending my newspaper's money is certainly a good way to enjoy life.